Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood dopamine declutter guide. Ever feel like you're running on empty? Like you're constantly chasing that next hit of happiness, but never quite getting there? Well, I'm here to tell you there's a secret weapon in our arsenal, something more powerful than any notification or viral video. Kindness. That's right. Being kind to others and even ourselves can be the ultimate dopamine booster, filling us with genuine joy and connection. Today, we're diving deep into the world of acts of kindness and generosity. Now, I know what you're thinking, Jake, that sounds great, but isn't it all just a bunch of Hallmark movie fluff? Trust me, this is deeper than that. These small gestures can have a ripple effect, changing not only the lives of those around us, but also our own well-being in profound ways. So, let's break it down with five key takeaways to sprinkle kindness into your life like magic dust. Number one, kindness doesn't have to be grand. You don't need to be saving kittens from trees or donating a kidney to make a difference. Sometimes, the smallest acts can be the most powerful. Holding the door open for someone, offering a genuine compliment, sending a thoughtful text, these seemingly insignificant gestures can brighten someone's day and create a chain reaction of positivity. Number two, remember that everyone is fighting their own battle. We all have our struggles, our worries, our hidden anxieties. A little kindness can go a long way in making someone feel seen and supported. Just imagine someone who had a rough morning suddenly being greeted with a smile or a kind word. It could completely turn their day around. Number three, practice gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in the what we don't have mindset, but focusing on what we already have can be incredibly powerful. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, even that perfectly brewed cup of coffee. Cultivating gratitude not only boosts our own happiness, but also opens us up to acts of kindness towards others. Number four, be mindful of your words. Words have power, folks. They can build people up or tear them down. Choose your words wisely, aim for kindness, empathy, and understanding. Even a simple thank you can make a world of difference. You know that feeling when someone genuinely thanks you? It's like a little spark of sunshine in your day. And finally, number five, don't wait for permission to be kind, just do it. You don't need special training or a mission statement. Kindness is something we can all practice every day. Let it flow naturally, just like breathing. Think about the last time you felt truly happy and fulfilled. Was it after scoring a promotion? Hitting that like button on 1,000 Instagram posts? Or was it maybe after doing something kind for someone else? That's the dopamine rush we're talking about here. The genuine, lasting joy that comes from making a positive impact in the world. Let me share a quick example. Imagine this. You're at the grocery store, rushing around trying to get your errands done. Suddenly, you see an elderly woman struggling with her bags. Take a moment and picture yourself. Do you keep walking past, absorbed in your own thoughts? Or do you offer a helping hand, carrying some of her groceries to her car? That simple act of kindness, it might take just a few minutes out of your day, but it can make a huge difference for that woman and even lift your own spirits. So, remember this. Kindness is contagious. It starts with you. Be the change you want to see in the world. Spread that joy. Today's big takeaway is this. Acts of kindness are not just good deeds. They're investments in our own happiness and well-being. They create a ripple effect, making the world a brighter place for everyone. So, what will you do today to spread a little kindness? A smile, a helping hand, a heartfelt compliment, it all adds up. Share your thoughts with me on social media using eDopamine Declutter. And remember, keep spreading that good vibes energy. We'll catch you in the next episode, where we'll be tackling another way to boost your happiness and declutter your life for good. See ya.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.